Police have made one arrest and are expected to make another shortly for last weekend's assault on a high schooler on Staten Island. Christian Vasquez was coming home from his restaurant job when he was attacked. Police are investigating the incident as the 10th hate crime against Hispanics on Staten Island since April. Vasquez has decided to speak out about the assault to help prevent other attacks from happening. He joins us now on the line from his home. Good morning, Christian, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So how are you recovering from the assault? How are you doing right now?
Well, I'm kind of doing a little bit better every day after the attack. And I'm just staying home, staying with my family.
Can you describe for our listeners what happened last Saturday morning?
Well, I was coming home already from work. I made a pit stop at my friend's house around 1:30 to drop up some milk. Because her baby was kind of crying, and she asked me for a favor. So I did so, and then I was coming home at 1:50. I left her house. I was three blocks away from my house, and some guy stopped me, asked me a question, distracted me, and two other guys from the back started hitting me. It was a total of five guys.
And what did they say to you when they stopped you? What exactly happened?
He made me not question like if I was part of a gang or something. I don't know. He mentioned a gang, but I never heard of it before.
Mm. Why have you decided to speak out publicly about what happened to you? And how are you using this experience to advocate for change?
Well, I'm doing this because of all the attacks before, and I heard that most of the other victims never said anything or just kept quiet, or, you know. So I want to make a change in my community because I was part of the Eye Openers in Staten Island, Youth Against Violence. I'm against violence, especially racist violence.
You know, your attack was the 10th alleged bias attack on Staten Island since April, and there have been several community meetings since then to discuss those attacks. What was your awareness of the earlier attacks before this happened to you? Were they on your mind?
They were definitely on my mind. I was too busy, though, working during these past few months. So I used to go to one or two meetings every 3 weeks.
But as far as you kind of coming home at 1:30 in the morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, were you afraid to be on the streets, or were you being extra vigilant, or you know, being that those other attacks were happening, were you kind of fearful to be on the streets at that time of the day?
Not really. I never pay attention much to those because of the police around here.
Mm-hmm.
During the day, there was like 200, 300 cops around, like literally. In the whole area, it was packed with cops, and so at night I thought it was gonna be the same thing, and to my surprise, it wasn't. At night, they all left.
Hmm. And you know, the city council yesterday outlined a program aimed at reducing hate crimes, and they're calling for things like better lighting and more cameras and an advertising campaign to promote tolerance. What do you think can be done to prevent other assaults like the one that happened to you?
Work in a community, less, you know, I'm not even sure right now. I'm just thinking about ideas I need to come up with to just mention them in the next few meetings.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Christian.
Sure. You're welcome.
Christian Vasquez, who police say is the 10th victim of a hate crime on Staten Island. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.